of living my prayer for truth. I call it my prayer, it is simple and clear. It wants me to give and receive love. I call in the light to make everything right and show me the way to just be love. And show me the way to just be love.
Hello, and welcome to the Rewire Your Attachment Style podcast. This is Maya Diamond, and I'm really excited to speak with a Rewire for Love program graduate today, Alicia Dattner. Welcome, Alicia.
Great to be here, Maya.
Yay. Alicia is not only a program graduate, she's also one of my favorite comedians. She did her first stand-up set at age 18 and graduated from Hampshire College with a degree in stand-up comedy and filmmaking. She's been rocking clubs like the Improv and Gotham Comedy Club, playing in San Francisco, New York, London, Hollywood, Honolulu, Bali, and Bombay. She's performed with Maria Bamford, Ali Wong, Moshe Kasher, Arge Baker, Kate Willett, and many more luminaries. And she loves to talk about love, dating, and relationships in her comedy, so I highly recommend checking her out on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Alicia Dattner to watch some of her insanely funny clips of her comedy. Thank you so much for coming on to the show today. Let's start with, I'm wondering if we can go back and tell me when you first started the program, the Rewire for Love program, where were you in your love and relationship life? What was going on and how were you feeling?
Wow. It was a rough time for a lot of years. I had had several long-term, deep relationships, and they were all with people that I knew that I wasn't. We had heart connection. I was not completely a yes with my attraction to them. And so I would be attracted to men who were not good for me, or there'd be men who are good for me, and I was not attracted to them. And I had resolved after my last relationship ended, like, I don't want to be with someone who I'm not attracted to. I just want that as a piece of my life. It's important to me. Yeah, so I spent, I think it was about 8 or 9 years that I was basically single. I was in relationships that were just kind of either I went out for dates with people, or I was in on-off uncommitted relationships. There was a lot of polyamory in the Bay Area, and that was not helpful. And I didn't feel polyamorous, but also like there is a need for freedom and aliveness. And so, you know, you kind of like, I always used to think like, with dating is like the poly pit stop between being single and being in a relationship, right? Like when you're dating, it's kind of like you're poly, right? Like,
yeah,
but you're not even, no. You know, anybody who's even not poly, there's somehow you have multiple people in your realm.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was not happy. I wanted to be in a relationship. I wanted to feel attracted. I wanted to feel alive. I wanted to feel happy with someone. And the people I was interested in were not working out. I couldn't really get a hold on how to shift that because I had had so much therapy and so much personal growth work. And it was like, wow, like, I'm kind of hopeless. Like, what's happening? I can't figure this out. And it felt like, wow, like, I can't seem to be in a relationship. And also, I could feel that there's a part of me that didn't want to be in a relationship with the people I was picking. So it was like all working out in a weird way, but I was not happy.
Right. And so what were the areas that, like, looking back and in terms of yourself as well as dating and relationship, what were the areas that you really needed help in?
I would say, like, putting my awareness and my wisdom into practice and really, like, having someone see, like, you, that I do get and know a lot, and just, like, being able to put it all together, and then really, like, having someone committed to my growth and seeing, having someone seeing what's possible for me and holding that vision in a, not just like my friends who want that for me, but really like in a day-to-day way. Like, you know, what are those things that I'm doing that are not helping me? And how day-to-day can I make a shift?
Yeah. And in terms of that piece, which is so, so huge and such a big part of the process that I take women through and men through, I'm wondering, yeah, how did your ability to receive love and be in attracted to available people, how did that shift as a result of the work? What happened for you there? What did you notice?
I was just getting clearer, like when I would meet someone, like this is not a connection that is like supportive of what I want ultimately. And just, and also, you know, having seen for many years, seeing my friends like in connections that are not supportive of their highest good, and then seeing that in your coaching group, and like, you know, having a lot of experience going, spotting like, oh, that's not it. And so really, yeah, just like spotting it and feeling in my body, like I can be pretty stubborn, and like, you know, inviting you in to share like what's going on with me. I think I also had a pretty deep sense of hopelessness about like not just the dating process, but specifically about online dating. And like almost despair and giving up hope. Just like, this is so unpleasant. And you and the whole group really hold that space of like, this is totally doable. I can show you and I can hold your hand and walk you through it. And it was just such a relief to feel like, I don't know, I have whole comedy sets about it. Like, it's just, it's so, so insurmountable, so confusing, so cryptic. Like, I don't know the rules. And, oh, should I follow the rules or should I not follow the rules? And like, I'm just, no matter what I do, I'm doing it wrong. It's screwing my life and my happiness. And
yeah,
I needed someone to just be like, you can do this. This is, and not just like a fluffy, like, you got this, but like every step of the way, every moment, not every single moment, but right? a lot of support for that, and holding and seeing other people have success from your guidance, and seeing, you know, watching you coach people who are not me. So I'm like witnessing it and being like, oh yeah, that makes good sense. That's good guidance. And seeing it kind of like just people kind of in their twists and turns, and then like finding their way and continuing to get good guidance, and you just unwaveringly supporting, the commitment has to just continue to be there.
Yeah.
That was, I had wanted to take your course for, you know, a year or two at least. And I knew that I was in this on-off relationship that wasn't ending. And I was like, well, I don't want to waste my money if I'm in this thing. So I finally got myself out of that, went to another country. And then from there, I was like, okay, it's time. I'm going to do this.
Yay. Yeah. And just for those listening, if you are in an on and off again relationship, and I wish I would have been able to share this with you then, you know, that's actually a perfect time to join, because we'll help you get clarity around that quickly. But I totally understand that process that you went through and that space that you then created to do the program. Also, like, I think this one thing that I'm hearing and like the subtext of what you're saying is this piece around discernment, boundaries, like, no, not moving forward with you. Yes, moving forward with you was able to strengthen, as well as your ability to, yeah, you also were able to feel safe and supported and guided as you exactly navigated the tumultuous and challenging world of dating and online dating. And so, curious, like, where are you now in your love life and what's going on? And where did you meet?
yeah, so I think I started your program in May, and then I think it completed around August, September. And Then I moved from Bali back to California. Then I moved from Northern California to Southern California. Northern was a pit stop. I was heading to LA. And so it was the end of October that I moved to LA. At the end of November, about 4 weeks after I moved to LA, I got invited to a party where I met amazing, wonderful people. And I was like, oh my God, I'm in LA. Like, this is happening. And it was like an authentic relating connection event. And it was just like a whole meeting of all these wonderful new people. And I felt so grateful and happy to be there and so alive. And it's literally, we met right there. I can see that's where the party was. And yeah, it's really cool. And I had no idea like where I was really. But yeah, I got like 4 or 5 dates from that night. And having just, you know, been in your program, I was like, fantastic. I'm going to go on 5 dates. And, you know, take 5 numbers and like just enjoy meeting these new people. Yeah. And yeah, it was great. And one guy I thought I knew him. And so there were a couple people I thought I knew and I said hi. And one of them I knew and the other one I didn't. And the one I didn't actually know, I just chatted with him for a couple of minutes and turned out we had like 50 mutual friends on Facebook. And the next night, he asked me out for a date. He texted me and he said, are you single and available? And I said, yes. And he said, would you like to go out? And what kind of, you know, would you like to have something sweet? Would you like an adult beverage? Would you like coffee? And like, he was just so direct and so clear. And I didn't think I was interested in him. I just thought like, oh, he'll make a good friend.
Yeah.
We've now been dating for over 2 years.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
What a surprise. I love it.
Yeah.
It's just, I love these stories because, you know, we just don't know where we're going to meet the person. We have no idea. And so just being able to be open wherever you are, and you were obviously very open, very in your groove, and like, that's always when people meet people, I think, is when you're like the happiest and most alive and most radiant and most like just living your best life. And so, of course, you got 4 or 5. Such a great story. I didn't hear that part of it before.
Yeah. 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 And I mean, I went on a date with him, and then like the other people I went out with, I was just thinking about him the whole time. And it was like, you know, clear to me what I was feeling.
Yeah. Beautiful. And yeah, how is your current relationship different than your past relationships? Like, what does it feel like to be in a secure relationship where someone's really showing up?
I think the way to describe that is to tell you the story. About 6 weeks ago, my dad passed away, and it was unexpected. And when I heard from my stepmom, I was just in utter shock, and I could not believe it. And I texted Stephen and I said, I'm going to call you in a minute and I need you to pick up. It's really important.
Yeah.
And I had to call my mom or something. I don't know. And he picked up. I called him, you know, he's working and busy, but he picked up immediately. I told him and we both started crying together. And he, you know, was packing to bring, you know, to come over as soon as he possibly could, and was on the phone with me and was just like completely by my side for the next 10 days. And
wow.
Holding me and supporting me and crying with me. And I don't have other siblings. I have step siblings and I have my stepmom and a big family, but really my own family is very small. And so really it was, you know, just there for me. And he just showed up like and was so, so, so there and put his work aside and put his needs aside to just really hold me in that time and honor my amazing father. And, you know, at the same time, like when I wanted to go to Bali, I decided not to go, but I was thinking about going to Bali last week. And he was like, yeah, go for as long as you want. Like, I'll miss you. And I've got thing, you know, I like spending time alone, you know, doesn't have any need for me to not be with him. Like, to, if I want to go out, I want to go travel. I want to go be with friends, like have my career, like,
yeah,
go do that. Yeah.
Oh, that's huge. Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would expect nothing less than those things, right? But thank God.
Yeah. So, and just to name for the audience, it's like, right, that's a piece of secure attachment, which is like, you feel safe together and you feel safe apart. He trusts that she's going to come back. He trusts that she's going to be happy on her own. He trusts that he's going to be happy on his own. So there's a lot of trust in the field between them. And so it feels safe for her to go away and come back and vice versa. And so that allows for freedom and independence. And also, exactly, it's really based on that foundation of trust and connection and communication and respect for each other's goals too. It's like he really respects and is supportive of your goals, which is so huge for someone, you know, for people who are listening who are also like very much quote unquote career women or whatever that term is, which is a funny term, but like, you know, who really have a strong purpose in the world. It's like you need a man who's going to support that purpose and who's like, yes, like you go and do that amazing thing that you're here to do. And because we're Facebook friends, I see him doing that. And that is huge. Like he's really believes in you and your work, which is amazing. And so needed as well. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a really big, important piece for me was like, I need someone who sees my beauty and my brilliance and my talent and like who gets that about me and isn't just like, you're sweet and gentle and kind and I like you because of that, you know, because you're generous and loving to me. But like someone who, and, you know, interestingly, like that he loves me because of how I am with him, not because I'm awesome on stage, which is what I thought I needed to do. Like, you know, because I love being on stage and I love how I feel when I'm on stage. So I figure like that's what is going to be attractive to other people. But it also has buoyed my feeling of who I am in the roundness of my being, because like I am all of that on stage and I am also so a whole other, you know, human and have lots of different facets, and that like I'm not just like some like on stage bitch who's just like, you know, look at me, I'm so amazing, like, and this is why you should love me, and I can be an ass, you know, to everybody else. But like that, he loves me because of my lovingness.
Yeah.
With him.
Yeah. Beautiful. And so I'm curious, how did the work that you did in the Rewire for Love program, how would you say that it affected, because so many women talk about this, how the work that they do in the program affects their romantic relationship, their ability to have and cultivate and attract that person, but also all of their relationships and their career. So I'm curious, how did being in the program affect your career and the way you show up in your career as a businesswoman and comedian?
I think, again, it kind of like just everything that that's good for me in relationship is good for me on stage. Right. So my clarity, my commitment to myself, my joy and aliveness and my radiance and my ability to just like enjoy myself and my life, like all of that, those are the same exact things, you know, they're the same exact things. What is required for me to like enjoy my relationship and to be in a partnership that's flourishing is the same stuff that's required. Risk-taking, the ability to really tend to my parts and my little ones and to so that I feel loved and safe enough to then go out on stage and take a big risk or go out and, you know, have a time with my partner and, you know, like have a great evening together and do something we've never done before or move through a disagreement. Like that all is requires a level of inner strength and we feel like that stepped up in our program because I reminded myself that I can stay committed to me.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I'm wondering, what would you say to someone who's been thinking about getting help with this, as you were, it sounds like, for a couple of years, but hasn't taken that leap? So maybe someone's listening and they're really interested in the program and they're, you know, like, should I do it this year or should I wait? I don't know. It's a big commitment. It's of time and energy and resources, but I really want to shift my patterns in love. And, you know, what I've been doing hasn't been working. What would you say to them?
Like, you know, put it off another 10 years and just kind of like really get into that. Like someday I'll do it, you know, someday I'll change. Someday I'll make space for myself, you know, like 20 years or I don't know, like right before you die, just get into this course. And then you can be one of those like 97-year-old success stories. Like, oh, I'm so old, but I found love, you know, and then, yeah, like, and everyone will cheer and go, I'm going to do that when I'm old too. One day I'll stop doing all my old patterns. And then like, you know, if I could tell my younger self, like, just do it. I mean, there are so many relationships that I was in that were just like, why are you still in this? And yeah, so I would just say, like, why would you put it off?
Yeah.
There are very few reasons that really make sense to not do it now.
Yeah. Awesome. And yeah, just to kind of add, because I've been kind of just doing so much brain science research recently, you know, every relationship that you have, in my opinion, that's traumatic, just kind of adds to that hypersensitivity around and threat response and fear response around relationship. And so, which is, you know, so much of what we do is help you really heal all of that fear and become more calm and secure and all those things. But if you do the program now as opposed to later, then that's less of those traumatic relationships, less of those unavailable relationships that keep stacking up on your nervous system. And so, yeah, I believe, you know, this program is so good also, you know, for your mental and nervous system health, because when you're in a more secure relationship, you're just more calmer and you have more time to do your craft. You have more time for your friends. You have more time for all these other areas of your life because you're not getting sucked in by this trauma and drama.
So true. Yeah. Yes.
So, and okay, so this is a little bit vulnerable. I always have a hard time asking this question, but I think it's important, which is there are so many coaches out there. And I'm wondering, what do you think is the reason you were able to get results with me? And what do you think what are some unique traits of me as a coach so that people listening can kind of understand, like, what kind of coach is this person, Maya?
Yeah, I mean, some of it is projection. So there are things that I don't really know about this person, Maya, but that I make up. And so, what I make up about Maya and why it felt right and good to work with you is that you know the community that I had been swimming in, you know, for many, many years, and really get the ins and outs of, you know, how complicated it is, both like dating in community, like, you know, having, I was in recovery around relationship stuff and felt like that worked a lot in a lot of ways, but it also didn't get me to where I wanted to go. And so there was sort of a feeling of like, I've tried all these things and I'm a bit hopeless. And I feel like you're familiar with all the things I've tried, and also really had an understanding around sexuality and like my need to feel aliveness and my need to feel like it was just not like, you're going to just do the rules and you can't kiss someone for 100 dates and you have to like obey these sort of like anti-feminist rules, or it just felt like you get all of these sort of like very complex communities and sets of understanding around sexuality that a lot of other people who maybe are successful with certain kinds of people who have less experience around the range of sexual everything, like you just get it more. And so when I bring up something that's complicated, that you can go, oh yeah, I understand where you're coming from. It's not black and white. Do it this way. You know, try this. And I just felt like you could understand me more and meet me in those places that it's like, I can't figure this out. So that just meant so much to me. And it worked. It was like, you get it.
Yeah.
It's not like a kind of prim and proper, like, okay, now do it like this, and then you'll get your soulmate, and everybody's looking for marriage in this particular way. Yeah. Like, I just felt very met.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for saying that. That's so helpful to hear. And just so just for everyone who's listening, you know, you may not live in the Bay Area, but you may be really steeped in personal and spiritual growth communities, which is a really common type of client that I work with. And so you may relate to, Alicia has done so much personal and spiritual growth work. And so that was part of, you know, what I really understood about her, all those complex different spiritual and personal growth communities that she was a part of and that she had trained in and all those things. And so if you're listening and that resonates, just know, you know, that is something that can be complex, because sometimes in those communities, monogamy isn't very cool, marriage isn't very cool, attachment isn't very cool. And so it can be really confusing to be a woman who just wants a secure, healthy, loving relationship that is growing and evolving. And so, yeah, that's definitely one of my specialties. So I'm so glad that you highlighted that, because that's a really important piece for people who might be, like, we talked about the confusion around online dating, that, you know, in the program, we really help people navigate that world, but also navigate the world of all these different personal and spiritual growth communities that are wonderful, but also have their shadows as well. Yeah. So, what's one thing that wasn't possible for you before in your life that you're now looking forward to in your relationship?
I mean, having sex with another person who is committed to me. It's pretty basic.
That's, wow. I love that, because it's so basic, but it's such a big deal, right? And for all the single women listening. Yeah, it's really, really basic, but it's a really, really big deal.
Yeah. But also, there's something that I was talking about this morning with my therapist, how I have been a committed environmentalist my whole life, like, and cared deeply about the planet. And because of my choice of doing comedy, it's really artistic. And, you know, you can, like, do fundraisers for the planet and stuff, but to really be in that world, it's a whole other thing, and something I am so inspired by, and a huge part of why I'm so attracted to and in love with my partner is his commitment to the planet. And he and he's a farmer and a compost maker, and he's really making a huge difference in the world, and
huge.
And I just see so much for him. And last week we went to a screening for this film Common Ground that is about regenerative agriculture, and he knew folks who were part of the film, and Jason Momoa and Laura Dern are in it, and they were there and they introduced the film.
Oh.
And you know, there's an aspect of like being able to be, I'm helping like make his testimonial videos for the schools he's working with, and like I learned so much about composting and soil and planting things and growing things, and we're eating vegetables from our garden, and there is a way that like being with another person, you get to not just be in their world, but be in the world of what they're in. And
totally,
I don't think people would listen to me talk about soil if I were not with him and had not learned, you know, a lot of what he learns and what he's understanding, obviously not at anywhere near his level, but like I get to be part of that. And it's something that I have wanted to be part of, but didn't want to go to like school and become a farmer to do that. So
exactly.
To be in that world at a whole other level than I would, if I'm just me out there.
Totally. That's huge. I love that. The complementary, you know, differences that a partnership brings. Like he gets to be in your comedy world and learn all about that. You're getting to be in his permaculture, or I don't know exactly the term he uses, environmental world, and like really go deep around that. And you also really believe in each other's purposes. Like you so, you know, value that purpose of his. Which is huge, like helping the world in really on a really environmental level. Oh, so cool. So I want to give you the opportunity to share about, obviously, as people are getting to know you, they're probably curious about your work in the world and what you're kind of up to in the world. And I'm sure listeners who know you are going to be listening. And so I'm sure they want to know too. So I'm curious. Like, yeah, how can people find out about your work, and what are you working on now?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Yesterday, we released the short film that is basically a trailer for the TV pilot that I'm creating. And so, it was really huge. It's called Waking Up. It's
yay
comedy. It's about waking up and doing comedy.
And
how do we like be humans in bodies? How do we do this now that we're awakening?
Chills. Chills in the body. Hearing that. I love it.
Yeah, it's been something I have been working toward for a number of years. We filmed it last year. My partner was instrumental the day that we shot, like was so amazing and supportive.
Aww.
And we had 30 people, crew and cast, and it's just an epic day. So many people contributed to this fundraiser to help us shoot this. And so follow me on YouTube. Like the biggest possible thing is like YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all Alicia Dattner.
Nice.
You go to alishadattner.com to see what I'm up to and get on my mailing list. And like and comment and share and just like get the buzz going, because the more people that know about it, the more people that will know about it, and the more like let's give this person a show. So
exactly.
Come see me live.
Totally. And I just really encourage the women who are listening to check out her reels, because if you're single and dating, you will just so appreciate laughing at all the funny dating things that she talks about. And I have a feeling you'll really resonate. So Thank you all so, so much for listening. And thank you, Alicia, so, so much for this interview. I know I had been wanting to do it for a while and you finally said yes. And yeah, I'm just so, so grateful to have you on the show and so, so happy for you and your love. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Maya. I'm so grateful for who you are and what you have made possible in my life. Like, I don't know if I would be in this partnership without having taken this course and, you know, and really just like having the skills and the tools. And it's just made a whole other world possible for me. So I'm so grateful to the role you've played in my life. And I'm so glad also to know you and be friends with you.
Mm, yay. You like just keep making me cry. Thank you so much for those words. So, so touching. And yeah, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for listening to Rewire Your Attachment Style. This is Maya Diamond to receive your 2 free gifts to help you on your journey to lasting love and to start rewiring your attachment style today. Go to empowerlove.us/love.